This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. On a more serious note, I'm still thinking about that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg hating on each other. Because when you listen to the reasons for hating someone or something, you realize just how stupid they really are. There is too much hate in this country, and it's gotta stop. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up. Call it out. And you can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so let's try to get through these. A Florida man was accused of having cocaine. He texted the homeowner about a baggie on a nightstand while being trespassed. Whoa. Holmes County, Florida. He is accused of unintentionally setting himself up to be arrested after he sent a text message about leaving behind his cocaine baggie in a home that he was asked to leave.
Hunter, is that you?
Yeah, no joke, right? Hunter's like, "Who? Where's the cocaine now?" The Holmes County Sheriff's Office say they responded to a call for service on Friday about having Christopher Newton removed and trespassed from a home. While on scene, he texted the homeowner that he left a baggie on the nightstand. Deputies got consent. They searched the room and they found a cocaine bag, a little baggie of cocaine.
No.
And so he was, you know, got in trouble for that on top of it. I mean, I know that's not a surprise, but why would you? I don't know why you would do anything like that. Let's see. This woman, women are very particular about their cooking. And this Florida woman, I like how it's Coral Springs talk. Woman was arrested for stabbing her boyfriend after he refused to eat her cooking. Man, she looks all manner of smug in her mugshot. Dang. She was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend because he would not eat what she had cooked. Her name is Navita August, and she's 43.
What?
I know. This broad is lying about her age, straight up. No, I don't believe you. So she was trying to hide in the bushes of a neighboring building when the cops showed up. They met with the victim. He said that he was arguing with her, his girlfriend, and he did not want to eat her cooking. And she slapped him while he was sitting in the living room. He confronted her about it. And then she grabbed an 8-inch kitchen knife off the counter and started slashing at him. He raised his arms, got a 2-inch laceration. And then at the moment he was stabbed, a witness called 911. She fled, was found hiding in a bush. They took her into custody without incident. The other guy had to get stitched up. They took the knife into custody. So she's in Broward County Jail. She isn't bonded out, but dang. Just eat her cooking, you know? I mean, what is it? Disbarred Miami attorney gave an Irish pub as his address. It's the old Dubliner Irish pub and kitchen in downtown Miami. This has gone on for a year, but now he's like apparently going to court. But Daryl Bobby Fenton.
Oh.
Daryl Bobby. We're going Daryl Bobby. Wait, how is that your name? Because Bobby's a nickname. You don't get to have two nicknames. That's just stop. They were investigating this guy. They visited his bar address, the address that you have registered with the state. And they didn't find an apartment or home, but they did find the Irish pub. And that's what he listed as his address. Thought that was kind of entertaining. And let's see this. A half-baked and half-exposed pizza customer arrested for exposing himself at Stoner's Pizza in Florida. He stoned and exposed himself at Stoner's Pizza. Louder, please. The folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. This is a great company, a great website, and I love what they provide because All Family Pharmacy has over 200 medications. They've got the ivermectin. They have the other thing that I can't pronounce, Kane. What is it? The Mebendazole? That one. They also have the hydroxychloroquine, the antibiotics. Look, I've been sick a couple of times. Once over the holidays, I was getting strep throat. Immediately got hooked up at All Family Pharmacy. I know what my symptoms are. You know what strep's like when you've had it a million times. And was able to bypass like a trip to urgent care and a $150 deductible and all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. and was able to get my medicine and skip the hassle. And all of the medicines are made in the USA. That's the one thing you do not have to worry about at All Family Pharmacy. The inputs, they're not getting the stuff from China or India. This is all USA ingredients. You have the highest standards of quality and safety. And it's affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering. Shipping is just either 2 to 4 days, or if you're in a pinch, overnight. So your health is always within reach. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should they get butt naked and dance around? What should happen? Or should they all wait till the end when freshman Senator Elise Slotnick gives the Democratic response? Anybody?
I think they should walk out en masse.
Naked or clothed?
Naked. Naked would be good.
Naked could be interesting.
I mean, they should walk out, you know. Is there going to be a laugh track, by the way? I think they should walk out. I think that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
I would refer you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember when Democrats said that any kind of outburst or anything to that effect was, like, what was it? Anti-American, some, I don't know, whatever the language that they use. Do you remember, who was it, Joe Wilson, who had said that you lie? Wasn't it him, the guy who, when Barack Obama was speaking at one of the at a State of the Union, he'd said, oh my gosh, the news about that, oh my gosh. They went on and on and on and on. On and on and on. I think it actually looks dumb. You can use tactics like that, but after a while, they lose their luster. And you can't keep using the same tactics over and over again. Their insistence, and I've heard everything from noisemakers to signs to even costumes. I don't even know what that is. I mean, they're treating it like it's Mardi Gras. I don't think that that's going to help Democrats. Like, maybe in the past, it would have been helpful for them, but it hasn't. I don't think it's going to work. Yeah, it was Joe Wilson who yelled out, "You lie," when Obama said that it was false that people entering the country illegally would receive federal dollars, medical benefits, etc. I remember they treated him pretty poorly. But Democrats still don't get it. Look, you've had a lot of people who cast their vote for someone different last election. There were Democrats. In order for Trump to win, Democrats had to vote for him in a lot of these crucial states, and especially states like Pennsylvania. I mean, you had to have Democrats vote for him. There are a lot of Democrats in Congress right now who have a lot of Republican voters, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to navigate this going into midterms. And the only thing that they can do is showcase, you know, Trump as incompetent, except Trump's been doing everything that he's supposed to do. It's other members of Congress. They just don't get it. They cannot stop focusing on him. I've never seen people strategize so poorly in my whole ever-loving life. If Democrats want to be successful, they have to start, and I say this politically speaking, picking off other congressional members. That's one of the even the Soros thing is stupid. They had these astroturfed events like the one with Rich McCormick in Georgia. You know, they had, it was an AstroTurfed event. There were tons of people. I know people who went there. We have people who are listeners who are in that area. And also, you know, I was talking to some of the media on the ground. There were a lot of people who didn't even live in that district who showed up, like half. It was insane. They knew the moment that they got there that, oh, wow, looks like the call went out. I've seen those type of town halls before. I helped lead them back in 2008 and 2009, going into the Tea Party period where we had the summer of discontent. And so it's like they're borrowing our tactics, but they're doing it over a decade too late. So back to my point with this, you had a lot of Democrats who went and voted Republican. Why? That's the question you got to start with before you get into why Democrats are messing this up yet again. A lot of Democrats voted for Republicans. Why did they vote for Republicans? Because the Democrats, to put it plainly, were absolute freaks. Absolute freaks. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants their underage daughter trying to dress in a locker room and having a dude with his Frankenbeans, 18 years old, right there. And I talk about that from personal experience with family that had to suffer through that. And a million other girls across the country had to endure that. That's why parents from every background were standing up, unified all across the country. Democrats instead viewed it as, oh, well, this is an organized pushback. No, that's how bad you are. Democrats think everything is a psyop towards them without, and that allows them to dodge accountability for the positions that they hold. So again, they had Democrat voters voting for Republicans because Democrats were straight up freaks. They were offering no economic solutions. Nothing with regard to actually making it legitimately fairer trade. They had no idea. You couldn't count on them to do anything about inflation because they thought inflation didn't exist. They were telling you it was a figment of your imagination. They're freaks. So people were like, wow, looking around before they went to vote. They're looking at the high prices. They're looking at everything. You know, I think we're going to have to vote normal. It was the normie election. All the normies went out and they're like, we're tired of the freaks. We don't want our third graders reading about pegging in school. We're done. You know what, Kane? How crazy. Can I just pause? That actually was in a book. And it was in a book in a library down the road from where we live. No joke. It was a mom who first brought it up. But you know, how bad is it? Kane's recoiling because I said it, but that was okay in a literal public school elementary library. You see what I'm saying? Like, what in the world? That's my whole point, to illustrate the absurdity of what they were of what they were holding as priority. It's insane. They're freaks. So people rebelled against that. They rebelled against the Burn Loop murder that they saw all throughout the summer. They rebelled against these college brats with their anti-Semitic slogans and their anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. And it wasn't just protest. There's protest, which protects even the most offensive speech. And then there's what we saw, where Jewish students were literally physically bullied away from going to temple and congregating. And I mean, they were hunted on college campuses. And we know this because the people doing it gleefully posted the footage of them doing it. Like it was a big win. So that's not up for debate. People saw this and they were done. And then Democrats go, oh, well, you know what? We clearly need to do more of that. That's what this is. Do you realize how stupid it looks if they show up tonight and they go full on what's her face, Crockett? Gosh, poor Davy Crockett. Jasmine Crockett ought to change her name. Just doing that name wrong. Can you imagine? I mean, not even AOC has gone full Crockett. And not even the cool Miami Vice Crockett again. We're just, you know, for clarification on the Crocketts. I mean, not even AOC has gone that far, which should scare you. And their idea is, yo, let's get some noisemakers and some signs and let's do all of the stuff that drove away voters and let's actually put it front and center on national TV to protest a very popular president right now. That'll work great for us. It'll pay dividends. I mean, go ahead and let them do it. I like the idea of having, I think you need competition. Success requires competition. I firmly believe this. And like legitimate competition. And when you have a Democrat Party that is so unhealthy it's, I mean, I sorry, but it's a bunch of freaks and people who can't do math. Anti-Semites, freaks, and mathematically challenged people. That's what that party is. And, oh, and cosplayers. Dudes, you want to be chicks. When you have a party that is so unhealthy that they can be distilled down to just those descriptors, and you know that, I mean, you can't really argue against that. I feel like it allows the Republicans to run rampant. And I like winning on conservative principles. And by conservative, I mean conserving individual liberty in the face of an ever-expanding government. They need that contrast. They need something to be able to contrast their positions with to show how much better they are. When you don't have that good check and balance with healthy parties, then you get a party that's like, yeah, maybe a little cronyism's okay. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, a little cronyism, just a little bit. You know, it never hurt nobody. And then it goes from there. You know what I mean? So I think it's incredibly healthy to have that balance. Now, they're wrong. And that's okay so long as they're normal. This isn't normal. And now it's making the right to be a little bit not normal because the right can just, you know, there's no check and balance. The right can do whatever. And the left is like, well, we're too much of a freak to do anything. So shrug. You see what I'm saying? You need to be able to have that contrast. I don't know. That's just my perspective on it. But to do this at the congressional address tonight, what was it? Someone, one of them said that it's going to be nothing but a MAGA rally. But why is it The View who was obsessed with the nakedness? Can I just go back to that? Why was it The View who was saying they should storm out naked? Yeah.
No idea.
I don't think that I want to hear a group of questionably fit, advanced ladies, chronologically advanced ladies, talk about nakedness.
Very politically correct.
Again, freaks.
That's better.
See, total freaks. I thought it was very classy how I said it. And they are chronologically advanced, Kane.
They are.
If you looked at it as like a scale of age, they're a little bit on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating for that. I'm just saying maybe don't obsess about people being naked in the State of the Union. That's, again, freak. Stop. Just stop being freaks. No one has told them that yet. There hasn't been a single Democrat who's looked at them. They've just said, you need to talk about these issues. But not even Carver. None of these people have gone and looked at everybody and said, you know what? Stop being freaks. Just stop it. Be normal. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR57. It's the rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. It's another new innovation from Kel-Tec. They've been changing the game, whether it's with compact concealed carry. Now with this lightest 5.7 on the market. It's 40% lighter than the next 5.7. And they accomplish this two design ways. It has that innovative rotary barrel that makes it super light, the lightest 5.7 on the market, but it also has a unique top loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you get a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. Low recoil. It's perfect for everyday carry. It's super lightweight and super thin, so you actually can carry it. You know, it's like the only 5.7 I can still carry on my person well. The PR57 also has an MSRP of only $399, super affordable. It's the first of its kind from Kel-Tec, the PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, KELTEC weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, has passed away. This was so sad. He was 82 years old. It was announced yesterday evening. They were married for over 60 years. And she announced it online saying, quote, or they did. She gave the quote that Carl and she spent many wonderful years together for over 60 years. They didn't mention a cause of death, although it was made public that he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2019. But they married in 1966. They met at a Nashville laundromat, and he just hated the Hollywood life. So he would go with her and to some things and stay in the background, but he hated the award shows. She said that he went to one award show, and then as soon as they left, he was already taken off his tie and was like, I love you, but I'm not doing that again. So it was, and I mean, they celebrated, it was over 60 years. They were together for over 60 years. And I think it was, they were married for 60 years this year, I think. So, wow. The world's biggest, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. One of. The world's biggest call center is being accused of using AI to whiten Indian accents and improve empathy for British customers. It's, yeah, they said that they're trying to improve empathy for their customers. The teleperformance is using real-time AI software on phone calls to neutralize Indian accents and reduce communication. It's a French company behind it, Kane, and they said the new AI tool means customer service calls will now resolve far more quickly and making call center workers more productive.
It sounds racist to me.
It sounds a little, yeah. You know, I want that one video where they called each other bloody for like 5 minutes before. That's the kind of call center I want. Let's see here. Flights to the Reagan National Airport in D.C., they received false collision alerts while landing. Is that just because the sensors are too sensitive? Because sometimes my car does it. If there's a crack in the ground, it's like, bah, 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 and it like freaks out. And it, I'm like, that's what is going to make me have a wreck is that. But the FAA said they're investigating after several airliners on approach to land Saturday morning received what they said were false alarms from their onboard collision avoidance system. And they said it was happening all morning. That's what one air traffic controller was heard telling an inbound flight. So they said that they had no issues the 1 hour, and then they had six within 11 minutes of each other the following hour at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So they said that they're investigating to see what it is, but that's, you know, it looks like they said that it was obviously a false alert. Bitcoin tumbles 9%, reversing most of the rally from Trump's crypto reserve announcement. And not all heroes wear capes. A prolific blood donor who saved 2.5 million babies and also donated blood for all kinds of surgeries, James Harrison of Australia. He had a very, very rare antibody in his blood. He donated 1,173 times over 60 years, saving millions of lives. He said he hoped someone would break his record, but he passed away in his sleep February 17th at a nursing home in Australia. So well done, good and faithful servant. Imagine. And he just liked being helpful. And he knew that his blood had a valuable antibody that could go and save millions of lives. And he went and willingly did it.
My question to Elon Musk, and what the hell are you doing here in America? Go back to South Africa.
What? Who is this lady? This is Democrat Representative Nydia Velasquez. And she sounds like a racist. She's telling him to go back to South Africa. I feel like, you know, that Mean Girls thing when Lindsay Lohan's character is like, yeah, I'm from South Africa. And then the other chick goes, well, why are you white? Like, oh my gosh, this is Democrats. Welcome back to the program. Top of this third hour. I thought they don't like him. I guess they don't like immigrants. That's the big, if you listen to them talk. This is one thing that I get really aggravated about, and I've even heard it in my own church, and I get really mad when I hear it. I think particularly in church, the preacher has the responsibility biblically to be very, very clear and articulate when discussing an issue and not be reckless with one's words. And whenever I hear this discussion of immigration, I realize that, and you need to realize too, the first battle is the language. And if you lose the language, you're going to lose the rest of the argument. You have to control the meaning of words and keep word definitions what they are. The left has over the past 20 years reconstituted or reconfigured, rather, the word immigrant to mean not just people who came in legally and did everything the right way, but people who sneak across the border or got here as part of human trafficking, whatever. Illegal immigration and immigration are two entirely different things, just like stealing is entirely different from making a purchase. Very different. But people keep conflating them purposefully. The left continues to say things like just immigrant, and they leave out the legal status for a reason. And just last Sunday, you know, I was, listening to what was, otherwise a good sermon. And the pastor mentioned immigration and said that there was some disappointment in hearing, you know, some people who were Christians talk about immigration the way they were. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up. First off, don't give me anecdotal nonsense, because this is too serious of an issue. If you're going to cast someone as having a moral failing from the pulpit, you need to be explicitly clear. Number two, by not using the clear distinctions of illegal immigration and immigration, you are, it seems purposeful to conflate the two issues so as to lead the congregation to a false impression. Like if they criticize illegal entry, then somehow they're committing a sin. And I don't agree with that either. I think it's incredibly disingenuous, and I think that it's irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's malicious, especially when there is a clear difference. And anyone with more than one brain cell to rub together would understand this and make sure that their words reflected thus. And that's the problem I have with stuff like this when I hear it from the left. Oh, immigration, he should go back. Well, he did everything correctly. He came here the right way. Who are you to say otherwise? Who are you to attack and criticize? I mean, I would definitely say that I find Elon Musk, his skill set, infinitely more valuable than I do, checks notes, Nydia Velasquez. Can you tell me what she does? Does anybody know her? No. No. She's out of New York, and she's chairs the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, or did for a while, a few years ago. No idea. I mean, this, it's just unfortunate. And I don't think that she's, you know, she went to university. She went and got a degree in political science. And then right after she went and got a degree in political science, she decided that she was going to go into elected office and be a basically glorified welfare. So she's been there for a long time. She's provided zero value to us here. So I don't know. I've major issues with this language.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.